And we got to talk about this. Talk about a David and Goliath battle. There's this Evanston bookstore, and the owner is the named plaintiff in a major lawsuit against Amazon on price fixing and some other things that they say they're doing unfairly to fix stuff so that the small bookstores cannot compete. Nina Barrett operates, she's the owner of Bookends and Beginnings there in Evanston, which I hear is an incredible place, Nina. We can get to that if we have time. But I just want to first say thank you for calling in, and then secondly ask you, what's the suit about? Why did you decide to file suit against something like Amazon?
Well, first of all, thank you for being interested in the story. And I, you know, to be honest, I didn't decide to file suit against Amazon. I was approached by a law firm that specializes in anti-monopoly cases. And, you know, it is a very complex case, and the suit involved tremendous amounts of research, which I, not being a legal scholar, wouldn't have been capable of doing. But, you know, it's been on their radar for a long time. And certainly Amazon and its practices have been on my radar for a long time. There was a sort of happy coincidence in that one of the attorneys who was working on the suit lives in Evanston, shops in my store, loves my store, and felt that I am, you know, I ought to be the face of this case because I am the face of this case. I'm, you know, a bookseller who experiences the fallout from these business practices every day in my business, like most independent bookstores do. And so I was approached about being the face of the case, and I was happy to do it, and I think most independent bookstores would be. Mm-hmm. So just in a nutshell, you know, essentially what it says is that there are agreements between Amazon and the big publishers that allow Amazon to have what's called a most favored nation status, which means that they can buy the books from the publishers at prices and, you know, in deals that little stores like I can't get. And clearly, I'm sure all of your listeners know that when a book, for instance, says $27.99 on the cover, they probably could go to Amazon and get it for, I don't know, 30% off, 40% off. And that is essentially because of these deals that Amazon has with publishers. It's also because Amazon doesn't really need to make money selling books and never has. But if you're just a regular brick and mortar business, that price is on the book because at one point the publisher decided that is the real price that the book needs to be sold for in order for everyone along the food chain of that book. So the author, the agent, the people who work at the publishing house, we who are selling that book to you, in order for there to be a sustainable book economy, really the book does need to be sold for that price. But we're very handicapped by needing to sell it for that price and having to explain to our customers all the time why we can't sell it to you for $14.99 instead.
So you're seeing just customers come in, they say, okay, they're on their phone, they say, yeah, I got it, don't worry, and they walk out? I mean, are you really feeling as if you're losing a big part of your customer base on that?
Well, so that's a really interesting question. We do know for a fact that customers do that. It's called showrooming, and it is, you know, widely, we observe customers doing that. But I will say that in recent years, we've also started to observe something that we call reverse showrooming, which is when the customers come into us with their Amazon wish list and say, I want all these books, but I don't want to order them from Amazon. I want to order them from you instead because I want to keep you in business.
You know, it's interesting how much of this is fair business, that if you're a big business, you cut better deals, and how much of it is monopoly behavior. I mean, I guess we got to leave to the courts to decide, because it's going to wind its way through all that. And we don't need to dig in the details, but this is a perfect opportunity in just a few seconds left, Nina. Let's support our independent bookstores. And how do we support you? And give me a few seconds on that.
just commit to getting, you know, we know you, there are other things you might want to get online, but commit to ordering your books and shopping for your books at any independent local bookstore. That is the main thing that's going to keep us in business.
Thank you, Nina. And I hope you do, and I hope people do support you. Thanks for the time today, okay?
Yeah, thanks for being interested.
Of course. Nina Barrett there, she is the operator of Bookends and Beginnings in Evanston.